The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Dan Cummins later on phone the program. A new special on Apple TV and Xfinity On Demand. How you pronounce that?
Yeah, or and Amazon.
All right. No refunds once you order that.
Xfinity is a... cable company.
And beyond. Yes, it is. That's right, it is.
In many markets.
Yeah. All right. What's up, Craig? Who else had Don Shula? Are we done with that list yet?
No.
All right. The name we couldn't read on the air is all over these social medias. Check it out, and you're welcome.
Finish your breakfast first.
Yes.
Assuming you can keep it down.
Hope you're not having a Bloody Mary this morning, though.
Oh.
Yeah. That might have something to do with it.
Skin Dogs Laphog is another one of the players that had Don Shula.
That's the second one. You read that today.
Well, the first one was just that he is one of the players with four hits.
Got it. All right.
Skippin' Dots Hot Tub gets a hit, as does S. Kramer 20. Stepdad Cliff gets a hit.
Hey, Cliff, you're not my real dad.
Talking About Poop, y'all, gets a hit, as does Tapeworm Toilet Bowl. Tertiary Syphilis. And the Robin Todd Stoned, again, gets
yeah,
a hit.
Yeah, another hit from
They've had
Robin
a big
Todd.
Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good week for that person.
Yeah.
Today is Teacher Appreciation Day.
Yeah, do that.
So appreciate a teacher today if you can.
Yeah.
Airport. Some places offering specials for teachers. And
I saw my daughter had her chemistry class, and she was doing it in the living in the kitchen. And I walked past. I couldn't stand behind her because they could see me if I was standing there. But this poor guy, who I recognized before, he just actually coached my son in some track, I think. But he was there trying to do a chemistry, class just on Zoom. I'm thinking, oh my God. I mean, he's just looking at the screen. It's chemistry, so he doesn't have beakers or none of that stuff. He's just talking.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, he's probably thinking, oh man, I can't even make this interesting.
Yeah.
And he's a chemistry teacher, you know?
I do find it ironic that Teacher Appreciation Day is also a giant drinking holiday.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Seems
it
kind of appropriate.
Is, yeah. My son has an art class. He's got an art class. And it involves drawing and stuff like that. And he's not really good at it, but he just took it because it's somewhat less taxing. But you got to show the art to the teacher. You got to take a picture of it and send it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they're doing that. It's just crazy. None of us had to deal with this. We all went to school uninterrupted.
Yeah.
I mean, really, uninterrupted, we went to school. I know there's a lot of people to feel sorry for in this situation. People out of work, people dying, let's put them first,
mm-hmm.
and their families. But these kids, I don't get it. It's tough on them, man.
Plus, we had to walk uphill both ways.
Yeah, well, we kind of did.
8 feet of snow.
Yeah, you did. You had to go to the end of the, you live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we used to make you do that.
Trudge through the fields.
Yeah.
Yeah, our youngest is having a tough time, but it was his last year of elementary school.
Right.
So there's a lot of fanfare that usually goes along with that that's not happening.
Here's the deal, though.
Okay.
If
I didn't have graduation? That kind of fanfare, getting out of damn sixth grade.
I understand.
No.
No.
We
never did.
Fanfare, getting out of sixth grade.
But I'll
hooray!
Tell you
what, it's field day. He's missing out on the field day.
Yeah, that's
because,
important.
The older
field
kids, used, then they get to help out the older kids. And then
field day was always fun, man.
Well, go out in the yard and kick a shoe with him.
Field day was a lot of fun.
In his his school, they don't make a huge deal. They just do like a they call it a tunnel walk, and they have like the fifth graders like leave, and everybody's like crying.
Now,
his teacher's been amazing.
I've attended kindergarten graduation.
Oh,
yeah. Middle school graduation.
The horror.
Horse hockey.
Preschool graduation.
Yeah, they didn't do those.
I went to a preschool graduation.
My kids didn't have either one of those, and they're still in school. They didn't have preschool.
However, our kids will have better stories. Well, not mine, because they're all out of school now. About hardship. Because they got the global pandemic card.
They totally have that. They totally have that.
Uphill both ways.
I was on Zoom. I was on Zoom all day.
I'll give them that. Because
I couldn't go anywhere.
I'll be honest.
I had to stay home and do nothing.
If the global pandemic happened, we were in school, Todd. School would have just been done.
Yep.
Because there was there weren't home computers.
Right. There were no alternatives.
Even for you guys.
Your
probably.
Teacher would have called. Like, can you still read? Yeah. All right.
Right. We'll see you in the fall. You passed. Yes.
Yeah, you would have got probably a note in the mail saying, do this, read this.
That wouldn't even have been that. They just said, you know what, it's canceled.
They would have just shut it down.
Right, they just shut it down.
Yeah, it's completely different.
It would have been like 70 consecutive storm days.
Right.
Our fifth grader has been making videos. There's this thing called Fansided that he makes videos on. But he's just like he's a characters for him. He's you have to do like vocab as somebody. So he's done like vocab as Andy Reid. He puts on like a post-it note mustache and borrows some glasses.
Good
and,
for
like,
him.
Yeah,
that is great.
He's getting into it.
Good. That's great. FDA cracking down on coronavirus antibody tests. They say that fraudulent test kits are being promoted by unscrupulous actors.
Is the COVID test and the COVID antibody test two different things?
Yes, it is.
Yes. One is testing for the virus. One is testing for you've had the virus and you have the antibodies.
Yeah, I'm so tired of hearing saying we get. I mean, I saw a line of people. You have to get pre-qualified to even get tested. So when you hear national news, mainly one douchebag telling you can get tested, you can't get tested. We can't get tested. And I would think it'd be great we all get tested, just to know.
Well, you'd know where it's at.
Right. But they're not going
to
do that.
The whole thing just seems to be like, hey, good luck.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like the criteria for the testing is...
if you know somebody.
Yeah, if it's too late.
Right. Or that
too. Yeah, right. Then you can get a test.
Right. If you you're right. But no, we have the best testing in the world. No, we don't. No, we don't. You're lying again.
The 2020 NFL schedule is going to be released Thursday.
Are they going to title it Wishful Thinking?
Yeah, I don't know.
Guarded Optimism?
Hey, it's
can see it schedule. On the NFL Network.
Something to look at.
It's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Don't take that away from me.
It's schedule release 20 at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
I mean, the teams are already out there, right? They just got to figure out what dates it falls on.
The dates, yeah.
The special will break down the schedule by division, highlight the top matchups in primetime games.
Yeah, TV's going to love that. They got nothing else.
The opponents are set. The dates and times are not.
Right.
The start date so far is looking at September the 10th.
And they're still considering doing three preseason games, too, I saw.
Yeah. No overseas games, though.
Yeah, they could get rid of that all the time.
September 10th is a Thursday, right?
Yeah, I think
so. Generally.
Yeah,
generally.
And Chiefs.
Would be at Arrowhead.
Chiefs.
Is that the thing now? Yeah. The reigning Super Bowl champion?
Mm-hmm.
Hosts the kickoff
except,
of the season?
Normally, they didn't
except for the
last
year, the Red Sox were playing the World in
no,
the
except playoffs. No, except for last year, they did the Packers-Bears at Lambeau because it was the 100th season, and it was it's the longest rivalry in NFL history. Otherwise, yes, it's the defending champs on a Thursday night at home.
Well, they could be 0-1. You got that to worry about.
Yeah. That's fine. Bring it on. Let's go.
Yeah, you're right. They'd be playing.
He's used to that.
Yeah.
The big tour featuring Journey. And who else was going on that? On the Journey tour?
Oh, Journey. Read it off the
REO
paper.
Speedwagon?
No, I thought it was a bigger deal than that.
The Journey one?
Yeah.
No, I don't recall.
Yeah, I think you're the wrong band, right?
Maybe. Yeah. But that's
Pretenders.
That's what?
Oh, yeah, Pretenders.
Oh, Pretenders are in that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's right.
Pretenders are great.
They are. Opening.
Yeah, don't worry about it, though.
Oh, yeah, it's canceled.
I figured that.
Yeah, you can't, though. Because they, you don't know when they're starting.
They're going to play Missouri and then cancel and play one date. Did Missouri say they can have
the one place? Yeah. Right.
Journey's canceling the tour.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 60 shows.
Yeah.
Sergio Simpson canceled his whole tour.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to buy a grill with the ticket money.
There you go. Turn something positive into
A gas grill?
Yeah. I think so.
Really?
I have a charcoal grill.
Yeah?
But my wife wants one that she can just turn it on and make sausages.
So there you go.
Guess we're, going to get a gas grill, too.
Yeah, and you got to call it Sturgill, then.
Yeah. Well, his name is
call
Sturgill.
Call the gas grill Sturgill.
Yeah, fire up Sturgill.
Fire up Sturgill.
So you got your refund already?
Or was it just a
my heap? Mom? They were
not
gifts.
A refund.
So my mom just
I got an email.
Not a refund. That was part of the stimulus, which is not a refund.
No, the concert tickets.
That was
a refund.
Right,
that was
the stimulus.
Yeah,
got this email from David. Chris O'Dowd was on the Irish of the Irishman. No, excuse me, he is an Irishman. That comedian, Chris O'Dowd, actor. He was on Conan the other night, and his dog's name is Potato. And he goes, there's a video of him saying the dog's name, but he doesn't say it right. Thank you, Dave. He's not Irish. Actually, he is. Right.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
So a couple nights ago, Chrissy Teigen asked on the social media if anybody had a screenshot of her boobs from a movie she shot 20 years ago. Her request went like this. She said, her boobs are in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. She said she sat on the floor.
No, she would have said my boobs if she was doing it that way.
She said that she sat on the floor with 200 people in a parking garage in downtown L.A. They asked her to be the girl getting out of car. And the shot ended up cutting off at her face as they panned up her body. She said, can somebody find it? She said that she didn't want to have to watch it, but it's a parking garage scene, and she believes the boobs are in a pink bra. Within 4 minutes, someone sent her the screenshot.
Man.
Rock the Fred, Twitter user.
Okay.
And so she wrote back, Fred, how did you get this so quickly? And Fred said, it's just a quick Google image search. Just
nude.
She wasn't nude in this.
I know that.
It sounds like the boobs are covered up. They're
they
just
are.
In a bra.
Yeah. I've seen the picture.
They look nice.
He just searched Tokyo Drift boobs getting out of car. And then you get a bunch of photos of boobs getting out of cars in the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. And then he looked through and figured out which one was her. Send it over to her.
So you could have won that competition, Craig. We talked earlier how you're good at Googling stuff like that, too.
Well, I am able to hit one more button, one that says images.
Yeah. Are they making more episodes of boobs getting out of cars?
Yeah. Yes.
That's a great Netflix series.
I think so.
Boobs getting out of cars.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. At this point.
Hang on. We got Joe America standing
by.
Hey,
Joe.
Hey, bud.
Hey, good morning.
Go ahead, bud.
I just went out to get a cup of coffee, and I went to the Dunkin' Donuts down in, here in Millard, which is
West Omaha.
And West Omaha. And they are selling sides of bacon.
Really?
You can just get a package of bacon from them.
So,
or they were until you got there?
Or do they cook it? They cook it, and you bought all of them?
No, I just bought one to try it out.
Yeah.
And after I left, I realized, hey, I don't even know what that cost.
Joe doesn't look or care what he pays for bacon.
No.
I don't even know what it cost. Was it good?
So far, so good.
All right. Thanks, buddy. All right. I've seen that. There's a bacon face mask out there. At least they show them. People made them. An actual bacon face mask. I don't think that would do you any good. You walk around with meat hanging off your face.
Actual bacon.
Actual bacon, yeah.
Probably not good for your skin either.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably tastes good.
Some zits are going to
show
up.
You might get a little oily.
Right. Not good for teenagers, that bacon face mask.
Tara Reid says she's not Tara Reid.
Obviously.
You may know the story of Tara Reid, former staffer to Joe Biden. She's accused him of sexual assault. And so Tara
pulled out of some interviews.
So Tara Reid came out and she's from Sharknado, American Pie and whatnot.
Been around for a long time, yeah.
And Tara Reid says she is not Tara Reid.
All of a sudden I check my Twitter and like there's all these crazy messages. Like, what's wrong with you, Tara Reid? You're so rude at Tara Reid. Like, I can't believe you're doing this to Biden. I'm like, what did I do? How am I, who's Biden? Like, I didn't know I did.
Well, who's Biden? Biden?
Yeah, well, you're that's how bad this
no
gets.
She's who's Tara Reid?
She's so
you know,
dumb.
Like, I knew it wasn't me. I'm not that Tara Reid.
Yeah, you're dumb also. Oh, who's Biden? I understand. I understand. If you're 10, maybe, I don't know. But right. If you're a grown woman, you should know the name.
That is quite possibly the dumbest thing I've heard all day.
Yeah.
And, this show, and you've been in this room.
I've sat in this room for 3.5 hours already.
Who's Biden?
Who's Biden?
Oh, God.
Wow.
That's nuts. Yeah. Did they tell her there's a global pandemic?
Hey, probably. You know, what's a global pandemic?
That's global. Yeah.
Who's Biden?
Right. Why is store closed?
Yeah.
He was also vice president for 8 years.
Thank you, Nick. Hey,
it's not like he's new to the national news.
He's been on the national stage since the 70s.
Yeah, he was in Congress a long time before that.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
She's Tara Reid. What do you want?
Not to be confused with Tara Reid.
No.
Damn it, a friend of mine just texted me. She said we totally missed it. The grill's name is Stir Grill.
No.
Stir Grill Simpson.
No, we didn't.
No,
we didn't. Yeah.
Nope. I like it.
No, your friend's wrong.
I like it.
You can't have a punny name for the grill.
Your friend is wrong and not funny. Nope. Your friend is wrong and
that
not
is quite
funny.
Possibly the second dumbest thing I've heard all day.
And he's been in this room all day.
The third dumbest thing is him thinking it's good. It's a bad thing.
I like it.
No, don't you suck up your friend. Your friend's joke was not funny.
The stupidity is coming in waves.
Yeah, seems to be loaded up in this particular segment.
No, that wasn't funny at all. Good thing you didn't.
The stupidity is contagious.
All right.
The research.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Not research.
Ah.
Research.
Oh, there you go.
Morons.
Morons.
You're trying to normalize that now?
Yeah, research. Well, research
it
is
it just sounds
word.
Normal now.
Research is okay.
From NASA.
Well, research is probably
those
better.
Those morons.
Yeah, they're more.
Is showing how much ice is being lost on Antarctica and Greenland.
I just don't believe it.
The numbers show the two massive land masses lost 5,000 gigatons,
whoa,
which is equal to a billion metric tons.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
And that's just the amount over the last 16 years. It's enough to fill Lake Michigan and has led to rising sea levels.
Yeah.
Now then, we all
no,
know...
No, rocks. How- rocks. Lead to rising sea levels.
Well, yeah, but this is, you know, ice, and that's big ice. Yeah. It's just dropping off in
there.
Now then,
yeah, a lot of those icebergs are bigger than rocks.
Right.
They're like really big rocks.
Yeah. So you know how much a ton weighs?
2,000 pounds.
Yeah. You know how much a metric ton weighs?
2,000. No, I don't.
No, is that 1,000 kilograms? A metric ton?
Very good.
That would be 2,200 pounds.
2,205 technically.
I'm rounding.
What's
off.
A giga?
More.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, it's equal to the billion metric tons.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, the 5,000 gigatons is equal to a billion metric tons.
I'm trying not to even figure it out now. I don't care.
So there you go.
That's a lot of ice.
It's a lot. Let's go a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they know?
You may be, I'm sure you'll be thrilled to know there's a new Twilight book that's going to be coming out.
Nope.
Ooh, glittery vampires and werewolves.
Didn't see that.
Well, no, this is a new book.
The book, okay.
Yeah,
the that means
book.
There's going to be
that,
another
that
movie.
Means they're going to reboot that movie with other actors and actresses because those people have moved on.
Was your daughter into that? That's more her wheelhouse.
No, not really. That stuff, no. That stuff was a while ago when she was a little kid. That wasn't little kid stuff. There was some pretty hardcore stuff in those Twilight movies.
My wife watched that.
Yeah.
I left the room.
Yeah.
I don't need to see shiny vampires.
No.
Yeah, I had no interest.
None.
In the movies. Craze.
They dug them, though.
Grossed $25 billion.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they love those movies, man.
And that's not enough.
No.
They still have to put out another book.
Was that before or after the True Blood thing on HBO? Because, like, vampires were really hot.
They
right,
were
hot. Right there for, like, five or ten years.
I think they coincided together.
I think it was coincidentally. You're right.
Yeah.
Happened about the same time.
And I read True Blood was a lot of naked stuff in there.
Yeah.
That was really sexy, I heard.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but, you know.
I think vampires are dumb, but Kiss is like undeniably the coolest thing I've ever seen. Vampires are stupid. Your bass player better have his face painted.
Vampires are stupid, but I love Kiss.
Yeah, True Blood was like beyond the dawn to dusk.
Yeah.
It got weird when the vampires came in.
Yeah,
that was where it lost me.
Yeah.
But the vampires were there the whole time. So I just never watched.
Who's the actress who got naked all over that? We like her.
Anna Paquin?
Anna Paquin, yeah.
Is that it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She's sexy, man.
She's all over Mr. Skin.
Yeah, she's sexy.
I'm pretty sure she's got a Hall of Fame nudity.
I would have to assume.
I think so.
Just on that show alone.
So that guy who's promoting STEM in education that sets a lot of the Guinness World Records. You know, he does these silly things, does a lot of them, and has a lot of Guinness World Records. So now he's got time to do a lot of stuff.
Right.
To set silly Guinness records. A couple of weeks ago.
Okay, this guy.
Or maybe last week, he set the record for wet sponges to the face.
There's a record for that.
What do you mean?
Like somebody threw him at him or
somebody throwing wet sponges at his face.
How annoying would that be?
Is it a short period of time? Or?
30 seconds, so not that annoying.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And you just have to, touch the face, basically. So you just throw it up there, and he touches, it touches his face, and you move on.
How many?
Let's see here.
Whenever the guy throw him, has to be the guy quick.
43 in a 30-second period.
Why is that?
That's a lot.
That shouldn't even be a record of anything.
I'll give you, exactly.
It shouldn't even matter.
That's my point here.
Right, I thought Guinness had a little bit more criteria.
No, they don't.
And that would involve how accurate the guy throwing the sponges
is.
Well, it takes them a long time, and they have time these days.
Okay.
They have time.
It's like home
run
derby.
To do these silly things.
Who's serving up the taters to you?
Right.
Yeah.
So that guy should get credit. The guy throwing the sponges is the guy who should get all the credit.
Well, it's not his face. He's not the one that took the sponge to the face.
Yeah. It's a team effort.
It's
impressive. It was only one guy.
It's a total team
him.
Effort. It should be a team thing, right?
Right. Both these guys should be mentioned.
It's just, I don't even understand it. It's just stupid. That's how bad
it's very stupid.
Right.
It's very stupid. And they've got a couple records having to do with ping pong balls as well.
Who's buying?
The most recent one was he bounced 5 ping pong balls into 5 cups in 2.03 seconds. That is how much time we have on our hands.
Right.
Is we have, first of all, to figure out that these records exist.
Right.
Secondly, to practice them long enough to beat them.
I'd rather sit in a couch. Many people do.
Video on Twitter I saw yesterday. It was more impressive. It was some kid bouncing a ping pong ball off of about 5 different things, and then it goes into a solo cup.
Oh, I've seen different variations.
There's a bunch of those
out
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the old.
But once again, they're kids and they got time and they got interest. You know.
Off the table.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Off the chair.
Right.
Nothing but net.
Right.
Wonder what this guy's working on now.
It's Biden.
He's got over 100 Guinness World Records.
None of them matter now. Dan Cummins next hour.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.